Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this second Sunday after the Epiphany, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Rejoice, the Lord is King. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. On the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now 6 stone water jars were there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim, and he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves a good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, today you challenge us again to see and witness Jesus as he performed the first of his many miraculous signs and wonders, changing water into wine and showing himself to be indeed not only the Son of Man in his humanity, born of the Virgin Mary, but also as the Son of God in his divinity, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. John chapter 2, with special attention to the following verses. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now 6 stone water jars were there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." This is the gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, have you ever been invited to a party when suddenly they ran out of food and drinks? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever been invited to a party when suddenly they ran out of food and drinks during the reception? I'm certain all of us have. It happens at special events, not only at a birthday party, but also after a high school or college graduation, a wedding anniversary, a memorial service, and especially at weddings. I still remember attending our niece's wedding, where there were more guests at the reception hall and not enough food, drinks, chairs, and tables to accommodate them. And so they had to rush to set up more tables and chairs and prepare more food and get more drinks for their wedding guests. I also remember when we ran out of wine during the celebration of the Lord's Supper at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Thousand Oaks, where I was serving as their pastor. It did not only happen once, but several times during my 28-year ministry with them, as one of the ladies on the altar guild had to suddenly rush into the sacristy and help fill additional individual cups with wine so that we could accommodate everyone participating at the Lord's table. We had more guests visiting us for worship than we had anticipated. And that is precisely what happened at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, a small village less than 10 miles north of Nazareth, where Jesus grew up as a child, as a teenager, and as a young man. And among the invited guests to this wedding feast, which usually lasted for about a week, altogether 7 days, we have Jesus and his mother Mary, as well as 4 or 6 of Jesus' own disciples, Peter and Andrew, Philip and Nathanael, and perhaps even John and James, also attending the wedding. This took place on the 3rd day after Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. And it was the first appearance of Jesus after his baptism and his first miracle or sign as he turns water into wine. As a matter of fact, as all the guests began to celebrate the wedding feast with the groom and the bride, suddenly they ran out of wine. In those days, it was a serious offense and a social embarrassment, especially for the family, when there was not enough food and wine for their guests. And who becomes concerned with the shortage of wine? The master of the feast? No. Is it the bridegroom? And again, no. He is not even aware of it. He and his bride are busy entertaining their guests. Who then is concerned about it? Who is concerned with the shortage of wine? One of the guests, one of the women attending the wedding feast, Jesus' mother, Mary, who brings this to their attention as she turned to Jesus and said, they have no wine. And how does Jesus respond to his mother? Does Jesus say, Mom, or does he call her mother? No. Instead, Jesus said, Woman, what does this have to do with me? In other words, why are you asking me? As a matter of fact, it is always the responsibility of the groom's family that there is enough food and especially enough wine for their guests. And it's interesting to note that Jesus does not call his mother by name, but calls her woman. And there is a very good reason for that. Here Jesus did not want to be harsh with his mother, or even for that matter, disrespectful to her. On the contrary, here Jesus is trying to distance himself from his mother. Mary was treating Jesus as though he was still living at home and being accountable to her and Joseph. And yet Jesus was no longer accountable to them for his actions. He was now 30 years old. And Jesus makes it very clear that from now on, after his baptism, with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and the beginning of his 3-year public and messianic ministry, his relationship to his mother had changed from being her son to becoming the son of his Father in heaven. Mary was no longer addressed by Jesus as his mother, especially at the foot of the cross when Jesus said to her, Woman, here is your son. And then turning to his beloved disciple John, he said, Here is your mother. And from that time on, John took Mary into his home as his own mother. So it is for that reason that Jesus told Mary, My hour has not yet come. In other words, woman, do not tell me what to do. My time has not yet come. I will do it when I am ready. So Mary finally obeyed Jesus as the son of his Father in heaven and told the servants, Do whatever he tells you. And after Mary had left and Jesus was ready, then and only then did he tell the servants to fill the 6 jars of stone used for ceremonial washing, each holding approximately 20 to 30 gallons of water. Jesus said, Fill the jars with water. So they did. As they filled them up to the brim and took it to the master of the feast. And as soon as the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, he did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. So the master of the feast called the bridegroom aside and told him, Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine, but you have kept the good wine until now. Yes, sometimes just like the master of the feast and the bridegroom, many people today do not know or are unaware of who Jesus is and where he came from as the true vine come down from heaven. When Jesus said, I am the true vine, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? We may run out of food and out of drinks at a wedding reception, but we will never go hungry or become thirsty at the great wedding feast, which Jesus is preparing for us, as we are then welcomed as his guests into the kingdom of heaven. Not only the words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But especially the words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Even though Jesus was only an invited guest, early on in his public ministry, he was already being asked to intervene as he performed the first of his many miraculous signs and wonders, showing himself to be indeed not only the Son of Man in his humanity, born of the Virgin Mary, but also as the Son of God in his divinity, conceived by the Holy Spirit. So this was the first of his signs in which Jesus revealed or manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. And whenever we have fallen short of the glory of God and not always trusted in Jesus to take care of us, no matter what the circumstance may be, we have God's love and forgiveness as we repent and turn to the cross of Jesus and believe in him. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we see Jesus' glory, splendor, and majesty being revealed and manifested to us, not as a miracle worker, but as the Messiah and the Anointed One by the Holy Spirit, the one who has come to save us from our sins and grant us the gift of eternal life through our faith in him as our Savior and Messiah. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. As Jesus went to Cana of Galilee as a wedding guest and changed water into wine, manifest in Jordan stream, prophet, priest, and king supreme, and at Cana, wedding guest, in thy Godhead manifest, manifest in power divine, changing water into wine. Anthems be to thee addressed, God in flesh made manifest. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always to see and witness Jesus as he performed the first of his many miraculous signs and wonders, changing water into wine and showing himself to be the Son of Man and the Son of God. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Hail Redeemer, King Divine. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this second Sunday after the Epiphany, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, All people that on earth do dwell. Amen.